Hi, you can probably hear in the background some fireworks going off because it's Happy Independence Day weekend, which we would normally call in the past 4th of July, but actually it's on Saturday night. I just want to touch base with you guys. I've had a lot of changes in my life, and they've been very, very dramatic. Let's just say it that way. I'm looking at a part of a jewelry piece that I am holding in my hand. It's literally what we would call a lobster clasp that should connect one piece to another. And for some reason, this lobster clasp didn't work, and I had to remove it from a piece of jewelry. And I, you know, put in a different one. And for some reason, it just wouldn't fit. And it just wouldn't clasp anymore. It's just like an open little hook. If you'll remember from our days as a child, you know, Captain Hook. And literally, this thing is just like a little hook. And it just won't connect to anything. And it won't stay connected. You know, as I think about, you know, changes in our life, sometimes we have things that are just broken. They're just not going to fix, and they're not going to get fixed unless we make a change. And that's really important in this day and time that we're in. Sometimes when we look at things, we think, you know, I've got to fix it. I've got to handle this. I've got to take care of this right away. And sometimes it's simply removing a part and putting a new part in. And so in our lives, when we think about it, take a moment here. Let's take a deep breath. Sometimes we have to let things go, and sometimes we have to let people go. And it's very, very, very challenging. And sometimes the people in our lives who were broken, but they just didn't fit, they made the exit on their own. And sometimes we have to make the change to let people that we care about in our lives, but we have to make the change that they're not going to be a part of our lives in the depth and in the breadth and in the deepness that they have been. Maybe sometimes we need to take a step back from people and pause. Sometimes a pause is hard to do, but sometimes you have to take more than a pause and realize that this thing, this person, this situation, whatever it is that you have to take a step back from, it's just not going to work out. And sometimes it can be a job. Sometimes it can be a career. Sometimes it can be a relationship. Sometimes it can even be a business idea that just didn't work out. And you have to take a step back. And sometimes even in that step back, you might need to regroup and redo it a different way. And when you take that step back, I know in the last time since I've talked to everybody, it's been hard. You know, it's been hard. There's been a lot of changes. I completed a degree, which I'm very proud of. I got a wonderful degree, and I'm excited about that. You know, I excelled in school, and that was something that was on my quote unquote bucket list that I wanted. So, you know, there's things in our lives that we accomplish and we're grateful for, but I don't need to go back to college. I don't need to go back in that direction. I don't need to go back and try to recreate something that's just not there. And sometimes when we excel at something, we want to continue to excelling, thinking that we need to do the same thing over and over again and just keep trying, or maybe do it just a little bit differently. But it's not going to work because it's just like a broken piece of jewelry. It just doesn't fit. It won't bring things together in your life the way it's supposed to. And so when those broken places in our lives, whether it's the emotions, whether it's the feelings, whether it's the desires that we thought we wanted, you know, how many times have you looked at a car and thought, man, I really want that car? Or you looked at, you know, at furniture, or looked at a house, or looked at a place that you wanted to stay at or live at, or things that you wanted to do in your life. And then you take a step back and you're like, wait a minute, this doesn't fit in my plan. You know, sometimes most of us will think about and dream about travel, but yet we don't make the arrangements, or we don't make the planning as necessary as the idea in our head. So sometimes we have to take a step back and say, what do I want to plan my life about? And one of the things that I did is I took a step back and I started looking into not only being in my own business, but also looking into how can I create the future that I want. And how do I make those changes without, it, you know, directly impacting me so deeply? You know, we can't we can't foresee the future, but we can make changes that will help us accomplish the goals that we want to achieve in life. Take a step back for just a moment and say, what is my goal? Not only for today, but what is my goal for the month? What is my goal for the year? What is my goal for 5 years? You know, for some of us, you know, you might be in your 30s, you might be in your 40s, you might be in your 50s, or you might be older than that. And that's fine. You know, but you have goals and achievements. That's why you're still here. There's things that you have to achieve or that you desire to achieve. And that may be simply for some taking a step. I literally watched this video of this cute little young lady. Her name is Grace Anna. She has a Facebook page called Grace Anna Sings. She's a very adorable, lovable kid, and she sings. She has a lot of physical challenges, and she is just full of joy. You know, her mother gets on there and talks, and she gets on there and talks, but she can sing. That girl can sing. I mean, big time sing. And I just really was encouraged by something that she said, and even stuff that her mother has shared. It's been really encouraging. And I want to tell you, you know, but yet she struggles because she can't take a step. She's in a wheelchair. She can't take a step, but she crawled. And she was showing the physical challenges that she has was that she continued to move forward. And if you get an opportunity to go on Facebook, I would encourage you to check out Grace Anna Sings. Beautiful young lady and just really full of joy and just, you know, is keep pressing on. I think she even has a YouTube channel, if I'm not mistaken. And then also so she likes to cook. And so she's just, I think she's around 11. She's just a cute little young lady who just has challenges, and yet she still presses forward and tries to accomplish her goals in life. I can think of other people that have been on Facebook, that have been on YouTube. You know, some of us can think about all the stuff that's negative on social media, but there is a lot of good positive things out there. And so I would encourage you to go look for the positive stuff, things that are a blessing, things that are blessed, things that are encouraging, things that will help you, and things that will be a good for your for who you are. Sometimes we have to think about what you need when you need it. You know, that's a wonderful phrase. You know, what do you need? You know, do you need to make a change? Do you need to delete somebody from your life? Do you need to add people to your life? Sometimes we delete too many people, but we need to add people. Maybe you need to add a support group. You know, maybe you're at an age where, you know, you're over 50 and your life is different. And you need a support group of girlfriends. You know, there's a wonderful organization called Red Hats, and they're for ladies that are over 50, 50 and over, and just a wonderful organization for women, you know, to be a part of. I'm a member of it. And I will tell you this, it's a lot of fun. You know, we do a lot of fun things. And so it's really a matter of making the choices that you need to make and that you make them consistently. And those consistent choices will create the future that you're wanting to. You can create your own episode. You can create your own lifestyle. You can create your own future. You just have to make the choices and be consistent at making those choices. Sometimes those choices are very hard. And when we look and we go down the aisles and we're at the grocery store, we can look at the prices. We can focus on the negativity. I know the price of toilet paper to me is still too high, you know, but we can focus on, you know, I'm going to put back some money and I'm going to put back some ideas, and I'm going to sit down and think for a little while and think about what I need to do and what is in my best interest. And it isn't that you're being selfish, it's that you're preparing for your future each and every day. It isn't just today's experience. You know, we need to be mindful of what they tell us and in today's moment, but you also need to think forward, because if you're always thinking just about today, you're not normally thinking forward and thinking ahead of how you can create the atmosphere that you want. Because sometimes we can look around us, we may see a lack of this or a lack of food or a lack of supplies or a lack of, you know, resources or finances. And we need to focus on what is my future going to be like and how am I going to get there? What do I need to change in my mindset to get myself there and make those adjustments? And those adjustments are being honest with yourself and not trying to go out there and jump for a lot of things that are not within your grasp. It's taking one step. It's like grabbing hold of a rope and just grabbing hold of that rope and just keep pulling it toward you and allowing that rope to continue to pull you in. Just keep pulling you up. just keep pulling you up. And you got to make those changes, and it's step by step. And the change is actually where you decide what your future is. That's the first step, is deciding what you want and what you don't want. The second thing is to make that adjustment. And those adjustments, they come in sometimes in pain. And those adjustments can be extremely painful, because you're coming to terms with, I got to change. I got to make this change. I got to do this. So when you look at things, like I'm looking at this broken piece right here, it's like a hook. It can keep me where I'm at. It keep me going in this area, or I can wake up from the dream. I can wake up from the nightmare. I can start doing things that you really feel called to do or led to do. So encourage yourself today. Take that first step and be inspired to move forward in your life. You have a blessed day. Thanks for watching. Also, I want to let you know that I do have several opportunities that you can look into. One of those is called Ross $5 Accessories. I sell jewelry that's $5. Of course, I always talk about inspiring yourself with jewelry. There's a lot of wonderful jewelry pieces. And then I also have Catherine Ross IC. That is on Facebook only. And these are products that I personally have gone through, or I have connections to the people who are running these different products. And it's just a wonderful way to look at ways to save money. So if that's something you feel led to do, of course, do that. Like I said, there's always things that we got to change. We got to make changes. So this one's a new step for me. And so I want to encourage you today, make those changes for yourself and start moving forward and let go of all of the broken jewelry in your life. And sometimes you can turn that broken jewelry into some cash. Have a great day. Bye-bye.